This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We are visiting immigrant communities in Los Angeles and Southern California this week. Dozens and dozens of languages are spoken here. Spanish, of course, but also Navajo, Chinese, Hmong, and Hindi, among others. L.A. County is 45% Latino, and it also has more than 150,000 Armenians, a thriving Koreatown, thousands of Israelis, and nearby a politically active Vietnamese community. These groups sometimes live in ethnic enclaves sealed off from each other. We'll travel to some of those neighborhoods later in the week. Today we visit an area that can accurately be described as a melting pot, an ethnic stew like no other in the nation. Alex Cohen of member station KQED reports.
Artesia isn't a big city. It's a mere 1.6 square miles. But within its borders, you're likely to hear many of the languages spoken throughout the world.
지금은 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 은혜와 하나님 아버지의 거룩하신 사랑과
At Gloria sa pagtitipong ito ng mga namumuno sa bayan ng Artesia.
Agradecemos ao Senhor a graça de vivermos numa cidade em paz e harmonia.
At a recent prayer breakfast, blessings were offered in 9 different languages: Korean, Tagalog, Chinese, Hindi, Hebrew, Spanish, Danish, Portuguese, and Dutch.
Para que possamos viver em paz, liberdade.
We are dankbaar voor het voedsel dat we hebben mogen ontvangen in the name of Jesus, die het al mogelijk maakt. Dankzij door God. Amen.
Mayor Sally Flowers delivered the State of the City address at this breakfast in English, although she also speaks Spanish. She says she wanted the prayers to reflect the city's cultural diversity.
Oh, I love it. I'm blessed because we get to learn about many different cultures here in the city of Artesia.
Just down the road from the prayer breakfast is Seoul Sundae, a Korean restaurant that specializes in beef bone and knuckle soup. Owner Annie Kong says in order to communicate with her Hispanic employees and a wide range of customers, she's picked up several languages over the years.
I speak mostly Korean and second English, and I speak a little bit of Spanish, and maybe just Chinese and Japanese, just greeting.
Speaking several languages is pretty much par for the course in this area. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, of the top 40 languages spoken in this country, 39 of them can be heard in Artesia and surrounding cities in L.A. County. That makes this area one of the most linguistically diverse regions in the country. Annie Kong says she enjoys the ethnic diversity here, especially the food.
One time I moved to a Diamond Bar, and it's kind of far away from here, like 40 minutes. And I didn't like it there. There isn't much place to go as far as food goes, you know. So I lived there for about a half year, and then I came down here again.
Not far from Kong's restaurant is Sona Chandi, a clothing store and beauty salon where patrons can buy saris and gold jewelry and get Indian henna tattoos. Owner Mala Malani says she uses Hindi and English to communicate with most of her customers, but she's also hired staff from all over the world to accommodate the store's multicultural clientele.
It's really good because the more the merrier, and we do more business because all people comes, and that's why in my beauty salon I have Japanese, I have Chinese, I have Filipinos, so more people come because it's not just only for Indian, you know, we want everyone to come here.
But there are challenges that come with living in such a melting pot, says Maria Dadian, Artesia's city manager. She says it's impossible to provide things like building permits and ballots for city council elections in all of the many languages spoken by Artesia's residents. She says the city hall staff is diverse but small.
We have people who are of the Portuguese culture, people who are the Cambodian culture. We also have Spanish-speaking individuals here. Unfortunately, we can't cover every ethnicity that is out there.
But Dadian says the city's small size also has its advantages. With only 17,500 residents, most everyone knows each other. And she says those who don't speak English can usually find someone they can call on to translate. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.